Thanks again for listening to the Park Hills Podcast. If you want more information on the things we're doing, go to parkhillschurch.com or the Park Hills Church app. So, marriage.
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about marriage, and let's do so without our wives in the room, which is a totally great, way to speak for them. I'm just kidding. But, at the end of the day, we're not going to, give, the craziest and most amazing advice. But I think there's some things that have helped us as we've walked through this journey with our wives, and some ministry advice that we've gotten from people that might be helpful to people. So we thought we'd just pass it on.
Yeah. Sounds good to me.
So let's fire away. So, you were talking about one particular book that made a huge impact and has made a big impact on you guys. And so let's start there, and then we'll kind of jump in from there.
Yeah. If I was going to give general marriage advice, it would start with the mindset that is described in Francis Chan and Lisa Chan's book, You and Me Forever. Basically, in the first couple pages, they're like, okay, this isn't actually really a marriage book. And you're like, oh, all right. And what they describe together is if two people love the Lord, and they love the Lord with all their heart, and they pursue Him, then they will want to be on mission for the Lord. They will see their life as God's mission on earth. And if they want to do that together in a marriage, then that's amazing. And if they do, if that's their mindset of their marriage, this quote is even original to them, but marriage isn't to make you happy, it's to make you holy.
Yep.
This idea of, okay, if we live on mission and we just happen to do that together, then everything else in life is kind of secondary to those things, like the decisions that we have to make, how we spend our money, how we raise our kids, what we do with our time, how we treat other people. If we live on mission together, then all that other stuff is just like, either it doesn't matter, or we just seek the Lord and ask Him how He wants us to do that together. And that mindset has really served Nerissa and I so well in our marriage. First of all, the dumb stuff, like the toothpaste stuff, just squeeze the bottom, squeeze from the top. Like, I don't care. I don't care, because I live on mission, and I have bigger fish to fry today, because people need to be discipled and evangelized. And so I just need toothbrush, toothpaste on there, brush my teeth, go. Like, how we, do you pick up your dirty laundry or do you not pick up your dirty laundry? Let me just serve you. I'm on mission. We're working for the Lord. I'll just pick up your dirty laundry and throw it in there and like move on. And so there's that type of mindset. And then with the bigger things, like, okay, suppose you don't get along with your in-laws super well. Well, then you say, well, if we live on mission together, part of living on mission is living well with my family, so I'm going to do it. Like, that's the mindset. We both get along with both our sides super well. So, but that's just a common one that came to the top of my mind. So anyway, all that to say, when you have the mindset of our lives are not about us, they're not about me being happy, but we are on mission and we're on mission together, that just running in that direction solves, I would say in our marriage, it solved 90%+ of the common issues that come up in marriages.
Yeah, I think that's a huge thing that we've learned from a lot of healthy marriages and ministry over our life. And I think a lot of people think because we're in ministry, our marriage is great, and so we don't have the same issues that people have. Ironically, that's not it at all. We would definitely have the same issues. The difference is we're living on mission. So we understand that our lives are not our own. And so there's times where things are going to take precedence. There's days that I have planned to spend some time with my family and a funeral pops up and you're going to do that, right? Or there's, some other ministry event that occurs that you really just, you're going to do. And it's just part of what's going to happen. So I think living on mission is really helpful. And if you're in a place where you're struggling with your marriage right now, and maybe you two aren't seeing eye to eye, that is a great place for you to start just saying, hey, let's just put all that aside for a second. Let's just start to practice living on mission together. And let's see where this goes. And you might find that to be a great starting point just to kind of get over whatever you're dealing with right now and move in the right direction. So what was the name of that book from Francis Chan again?
You and Me Forever.
You and Me Forever. That sounds like amazing advice. Really helpful. The quote that you did, marriage is not about making you happy, it's about making you holy, actually was one of the most helpful books that we were asked to look at. And I'm looking it up now. I think it's called The Art of Marriage, but I'm looking it up. But this concept has been so incredibly helpful to me over the years. There are moments where it's called Sacred Marriage. Sorry, What If God Designed Marriage to Make Us Holy More Than to Make Us Happy by Gary Thomas. Hmm. That phrase stuck in my mind. So it's clearly way older than the Francis Chan book, right? Because it was when I got married, which is way before Francis Chan was popular, you know, decades and decades ago. But the point of that is marriage is not it doesn't exist for you to get what you want out of it. It doesn't exist for you to be happy. What marriage does is it's another part of the process in your life that God has placed there to rub off the rough edges, to make you holy, right? Mm-hmm. To show you what holiness looks like. And part of that is dying to self. Part of that is sacrificial love. Part of that is understanding that, you know, your spouse is an actual human being. She's not, you know, there to do everything you want her to do the way you want her to do it, and vice versa. And so learning that you are two human beings who are both fallen and broken and need a ton of work, and, you know, stopping and realizing I don't have everything that I need to make this other person happy, but that's not really the goal. Our goal is not to make our lives happy. It's to make ourselves grow in holiness and to develop into different people and to become the people God wants us to be. So let's use this as a, you know, a tool of sanctification, so to speak, would maybe be the way to say it.
Yeah.
So what would you add to that? Or are there any other resources that you know of that have been helpful to people over the years? We're going to keep this one short. Yeah. So we're almost done already, but we just wanted to kind of throw these things out to you and get you started.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of the basics from there. You know, I think communication is another really big thing, being able to communicate well and clearly. And another book that's not a marriage book at all as well is Gospel Fluency. And that's really changed my marriage and my parenting and the advice I give to others in marriage and parenting. And that book is basically about how, you know, so much of what we spew out of our mouths, myself included, is like self-help. It's like, you can do it. Like, yeah, just think about, try this little trick and you can handle it. And Gospel Fluency is like, no, like you can't on your own. You need the gospel. And advice is not like, so much of our advice is just worldly wisdom.
Right.
And true advice comes from the gospel. So one example of this is I once counseled a friend who was struggling in his marriage, and he was talking about advice that other people had about, you know, like you need to, I can't even remember what they were telling him, but just things to do with his wife. And I said, you know what, like, what if you just treated her like Jesus treats the church? Because that's what Ephesians describes, like Jesus loved himself and gave himself up for her, just as the husband loves his wife and gives himself up for her. So what if you just loved her enough to give yourself up for her? So in this moment, in the particular thing we were talking about, what if you just said, you know what, it's not about me. I'm going to give you what you need in this moment to show you love, just because Jesus shows me love even when I don't deserve it. And so that's like going to the gospel. Like, what is Jesus mm-hmm. doing? What is the gospel doing? How does the gospel mm-hmm. change me? And then how do I take that and show it to others, as opposed to like, well, have you compromised on this? Or have you, you know, talked about you get this and you get that, or all this kind of stuff? Like, well, you just go to the gospel. So that Gospel Fluency has been influential on my life and parenting as well.
Yeah, and I think what an unbelievably helpful thing for us to live by. And you're already hopefully hearing, this is so countercultural to how our world treats marriage. You know, there's so many arguments out there about things dealing with marriage. And the first thing that I usually think of is the world doesn't hold to the same views we do. Mm-hmm. So the way that I've heard friends talk about their spouses is really inappropriate to me, and it does not honor the spouse. It does not honor Christ, and so therefore, I'll push back on that from time to time when I hear them say something or do something. But the way that we operate in our household is, you know, Heidi and myself are completely on a journey together, and there's no decision that's made that's not cleared by both of us, and we're a team. We treat it that way. At the end of the day, you know, if we got to a spot where we would not agree, I think one of us would submit to the other and say, no, I'm going to do this. And that would probably be Heidi, just because of how our household has worked over the years. But if I felt in any way that I'm wrong, I would totally say, all right, you know, I trust you here. I think you're hearing from the Lord. I'm going to follow you doing this. But the amount of arguments we have are not significant and considerably less than people that I know, because we're not fighting with each other. We don't agree on something, and we're going to talk it through until we figure out how to come to some kind of, not compromise, but a position where we're like, this is what mission looks like together. So we're on this same thing together. So I think when I think about that, I want you to hear from us. You know, marriage is not easy, no matter what. And every job is stressful. Every marriage is stressful. Kids make things stressful. Pets can make things stressful. Mm-hmm. Like, life is full of stress. It's full of anxiety. And the Bible gives us enough to say, you know, cast your anxieties upon the Lord. Don't let stress overwhelm you. And you're on this journey with this amazing person. So start treating them like that. And understand that marriage doesn't make you happy. It makes you holy. And fight to be on mission together and let the gospel infuse every part of your life. You're going to end up in a better place than you are right now.